Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-deal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
On today's cattle futures, finished in the green like most commodities. Everything across the board is higher today to finish the week. The live cattle were 45 higher in April at 119. The June's up 97 at 117.95. The August up 75. October up 42. December's up 32. So the live cattle across the board were really strong. But even more strong were some of the feeder cattle months. The March only up 40. It looks like 135.50. The April's up about 50. But right at about 12.59, right before the 1 o'clock p.m. close, you know, the pit trades to 1, and then electronically they actually trade to 105. But right at 12.59, the market just went berserk. The front end, the March and April, actually sold off and made new lows right at the close, while the Novembers and further out rallied at the close. In August, rallied at the close. August actually went up and made a new high and went to 155. So if you had some orders working in there, you probably didn't expect them to get filled, but right at the very close of the day, the front end sold off, the back end rallied. So it caused quite a bit of excitement here to finish the week. The June hogs today were up 52 at 95.25, but again, everything in the meats were higher today.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Join us for the Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale coming up Saturday, March the 6th, 12:30 p.m. at the Clinton Livestock Auction in Clinton, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 85 registered Angus bulls, 61 yearlings, and 24 18-month-olds. More information, call Jim and Debbie Davis at 580-331-8036 or go to davisangus.com. It's the Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale coming up March the 6th at the Clinton Livestock Auction.
Today's grain futures markets were just like the cattle higher and all these commodities. Old crop corn, March corn, is up 18 cents today at 564.5. The May's up 14 and 3 quarters at 547. December corn up 6.5 at 482. The March beans about 20 to 23 higher here, with March up 22 at 1437 and a quarter. The November's up 17.5 at 1248. Chicago wheat 3 to 4 higher. Kansas City about 6 to 7 cents higher. And then cotton also caught a bid today as well. May cotton up 62 at 87.76. December cotton 84.54 up 54. The stock market overnight and throughout today was really volatile. Overnight it sold off a whole bunch, down 200 or 300, and then this morning it was down, and then right now the Dow Jones is up about 489 points at 31,365. The S&P is up 60 points. The Nasdaq is even rallying back huge. So across the board rallying, and also the crude oil market, you know, we're starting to really feel the impact of these higher energy prices at the pump. Crude oil today continued to go make new highs, is up $2.25 in April at 66.08. So a lot of strength there. It's just seeing it across the board. Some people are calling it inflation and other things, but the whole commodity sector is really strong.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.